Evans and I both went to gunnery school, and then we went to Shepherd Field, Texas to become flight engineers on B-25 or B-26, medium bombers. And we went all, we were in the same class, but we never knew each other.
Oh.
And then we got through with that, and we thought we were going to be put on a B-25 or B-26, be a flight engineer, and that works your way up to a tech sergeant. Pretty good job, you know, pretty good rating. And then they put us on a B-24, and we didn't know anything about the mechanics. And so we became, he became a waist gunner, and I became a tail gunner. And he helped me out when I was shot so bad. I got a direct hit by a 20-millimeter cannon shell. Knocked me for a loop and knocked my turret out of commission. The plane was on fire, and he opened the door and helped me get out. That's all in the tape.
He was operated on his knee without anesthetic.
Mm. That's all in the tape.
Yeah, in the tape, and he lost an eye.
Just coming back to Pearl Harbor.
To go back, yeah. See, we're going too fast.
That's okay.
You'll have to sort it all out.
That's what you can edit these things. And
go back
that's
to Pearl Harbor.
Going back to Pearl Harbor, Dee Dee, where were you when you heard about it?
She probably doesn't remember.
I don't remember.
Her memory's slipping a little.
I remember slipping now. I don't know.
But did you know immediately that John was going to be drafted?
Yeah, we pretty much knew it was time for that.
Mm-hmm. You lived on Sheldon Avenue, and we were there. Oh, sure, as soon as I was called in for physical and rated A1, we talked about it, because we were dating pretty hot and heavy, weren't we?
Mm-hmm. But we knew we weren't going to get married till before he went overseas.
We were engaged when I went over.
He was out in Colorado, and the pilot got sick, and so they were ready to go overseas, but they had a delay for about a month.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted me to come out, and for someone were getting married, and my mother said, "You cannot go out there and get married, because we want a church wedding and all that." She said, "But you can go." But his mother chaperoned me.
Uh-huh.
At that age, you've never heard of that now. So I did go to Colorado and spend about a week with him before he went overseas. And that was nice. Then we were married after he got back. After he was in Valley Forge Hospital, and the doctors, the Air Force, they flew him home every weekend because to see me while I was first in the hospital. And finally the doctor said, "Jack, you go back home and get that girl and marry her and bring her back here so you can stay put long enough for us to operate on your eye."
See, yeah, I lost an eye. Shrapnel penetrated the optic nerve.
Mm.
And shrapnel put my knee out of commission. I've had a stiff knee all my life, all my adult life.
And he's
this has been a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Can't sit right, you can't do anything right.
But he survived.
That's why I can't fly anymore, because I think when we went to Kansas City, the last Air Force reunion we went to, my God, I got on the plane, I couldn't get my leg under the seat in front of me.
Any place.
They crunched them so much. And I'm standing there, everybody's getting on the plane, I told the stewardess, I said, "I just simply cannot sit down. What am I going to do, get off?" I said, "I can sit in a
bulkhead
seat."
Uh-huh.
So she arranged a bulkhead seat. And then when I got to Atlanta, I had a range of ball seat like that, and then coming back, and I said, "Never again."
They won't let you do it ahead of
time. But I couldn't believe it. The time I flew before that, the plane I was in must have been bigger, probably Delta, but I could squeeze my leg up under the seat in front of me.
Mm.
But this one, no matter how I tried, I couldn't sit all the way down and get my stiff leg down.
You couldn't put it over my lap because
and I almost hit the panic button. I thought, well, am I going to stand up the whole way or what?
Because she's gone with the 110 that were supposed to be on the stage and honored at the same Kansas City. And I said, "Lady, what are we going to do?" So I'll figure out something.
Uh-huh.
Then he said, that was four planes during that trip. He said, "Dee Dee, this is going to be our last trip, you know, by plane."
Yeah.
That was about 5 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time, but...
We
managed.
When we lived in Boynton Beach.
Mm-hmm.
We managed.